12 minutes to 10 it is on Racing HQ, and Hugh Bowman does join us in our news hour. Morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
I'm well. Just a quiet sort of Tuesday morning, mate.
I've been pretty busy. I've been to Rose Hill and to Agnes Banks.
So, well,
it's been busy enough, but that's okay. Yeah. We've got a big weekend's racing coming up and some nice horses to ride, so good way to start the week.
Yeah, exactly. You were there for Winks. The boys on the Big Sports Breakfast were there doing the program earlier on, and they had vision of her galloping down the straight, obviously out wide on a rain-affected track, and I'm not too sure who the other horse was, Hugh, but how was Winks feeling?
It was unforgotten.
Okay, well, we know how...
How did she look?
Well, I was more interested on your blue light. Sorry, Hugh, I must admit, I'll have to go back and have a look at the vision again.
Yeah, I'd like to see that myself, but it was pretty decent work. Obviously, Winks is, well, there's nothing more to say about her. She's in great form. She loves working on that type of ground, and she feels as good as ever, and we can expect another good performance on Saturday, I think.
Yeah, and that ground, obviously, we've learnt that, well, she's good on anything, but we shouldn't be put off by, you know, maybe a soft seven if the weather forecast is right.
No, well, that's right. And it's her home track, as you know, so that's where she does all her track work. You know, 95% of her track work is done on that very course. So, you know, she's got a great understanding of it, and, of course, you know, she showed when she won the George Ryder 2 years ago on that very heavy track how confident she is with the wet ground on that at Rose Hill. So, you know, I'm not too worried about a wet track, especially at Rose Hill, because she's so comfortable on it.
Understand. That vision, we'll try and get it up on social media. They did show it on air earlier, and we'll try and do that so you can look at it and others can look at it. So just keep an eye on the or my page or something, Sky Sports Radio or Sky Racing. It'll appear there a little while later. Microphone. We had James Cummings on the breakfast show earlier, and he was on the way out to Agnes Banks. You've been sort of waiting to see what happens with these two-year-olds, and you've been able to get on a really impressive colt.
Well, it's just lucky, really, the way it's worked out for me. You know, obviously, I've got a good association with the stable, and they've got a handful of really, really handy two-year-olds, and, you know, they've got three or four winning, you know, definite life chances in the race. Obviously, I'm restricted to riding the colts because of my weight. And, you know, that sort of restricts my options every year, realistically. But, yeah, it's nice to have picked up this colt. His form was frank on Saturday, as you saw, with Cosmic Force. And, you know, I was really impressed by his win on the weekend. But I think I think it's the most open slipper we've seen for some years. And, you know, my horse is certainly going in there at the top of his game. I rode him for the first time this morning out at Agnes Banks, and I was very pleased with the feel he gave me. But, you know, there's obviously going to be a...
Okay, that line might have just dropped out. There is an area coming back from Agnes Banks where it does just drop out of the system. We'll just see whether we can get Hugh Bowman back while he's talking about Microphone, who beat Cosmic Force there the other day by just over a length, and prior to that had been down in Melbourne and done all of its racing, winning the Blue Diamond preview, and then won or ran second in that race, and then won the Talendert after that, and then won the Skyline, beating Cosmic Force and Castel Vecchio in the Skyline. So just the way that Cosmic Force came out the other day, it tells us that this colt is very impressive. Hugh, that line just dropping out, you were just saying you've jumped on Microphone for the first time this morning.
Yes, I did, and I was very pleased with the feel he gave me. Obviously, there's going to be a lot more pressure on the weekend, so I'm hopeful that he can cope with that. But, yeah, look, he's going to the race in great order, and, you know, he's one of a few life-winning chances for the stable.
Yeah, it is. What you say about the slipper is right. Sort of every week we've had a new one, haven't we?
Yeah, we have. And, you know, I really just don't think there's ones put their hand up and said, I'm the dominant two-year-old of this season. There's been some great individual performances, but we just haven't seen a consistent wave of excellent performances from any one horse. And, you know, I just really think it's an open race. And, you know, with the likelihood of a rain-affected track, probably, you know, poses more questions than answers in itself.
Yeah, it does for sure. I'm just, we get help by jockey managers every so often with what you're riding. That's not just you, but a select group of jockeys. And I'm only just looking that you are riding Unforgotten in the Ranvet. No wonder you want to have a look at the workout.
Well, that was why I was so interested to know how she finished off because, yeah, her work actually, when Winks and Unforgotten worked together in the lead up to the Chipping Norton, and her work then was exceptional, and she came out and ran very well. So, you know, I'm really looking forward to getting back aboard her under race conditions. It's been some time since I have ridden her.
Yeah.
But, I think she's ready to run a really good race.
Yep, that's good stuff. All right, mate, I've got to ask about Hong Kong. You went there on the weekend on Sunday and you won the Derby on Furore, a horse that we know well back here. From where you were drawn and everything, mate, great accolades on where you found yourself to win the race.
Well, I was relying on a little bit of luck and, you know, fortune favours the brave sometimes. And, you know, I rode a bit of a negative race on the horse last start when I think I drew 12 as well. And,
yeah.
You know, I was just really worried about getting caught wide or making too much use of him going forward to get a good spot. And so I did ride a negative race and the horse paid the price of that with the slow pace that was, you know, set by the leader and eventual winner in the stablemate, Mission Tycoon. So, look, fortunately, I'd mentioned Tycoon, which I knew would lead or be outside the leader, drawn beside me on Saturday. And I thought, you know, it is the Derby. He's been prepared well for the race. I'll throw caution to the wind and if he jumps well, I'll go across with him and, you know, just try and settle a bit closer. And, you know, as you say, I mean, you get criticised for being three deep, no cover, and you get pat on the back for getting one off the fence. But, I mean, there was no magic involved. It was just sheer luck. And just by putting my horse in a position to capitalise on that luck, if it came my way, and that's what happened, and, you know, it was decisive in the result, I think.
Yeah, no, well, well done. You don't mind tripping there if you've got the right horse for the right stable. You like going there when the big feature racing is on?
I do, and this horse put the writing on the wall in the Champions Mile two starts ago, and he had very good form here in Australia when he raced for Chris Lees. You know, I think he won his maiden at Taree, but he ran second or third behind Argento in the Rose Hill Guinea. So that in itself suggests that you've got a horse that's, you know, quite capable of performing at that level in Hong Kong. And that doesn't mean they will. They don't all settle in all that well. Some settle in and thrive, as Werther did a few years ago. And Beauty Only, of course, went over here from Anthony Cummings' stable and has taken all before him. So some horses go there and really thrive. And when they do, it's a great environment for them because, you know, the competition, you know, if the good ones want to take them on, they've got to travel in and take them on their home track, which can be difficult. So it's a recipe that's worked well, but it, you know, it's really just about opportunities. And obviously had a great grounding in Chris Lees's hands here in Australia, and he's, yeah, got done very well since he's been over there, and it's a privilege to be able to go and ride horses like him.
Good on you, Hugh. We thank you for taking our call after a busy morning of track work in a bit of places. Now you've got to tackle that traffic.
Yeah, Sydney traffic. It's like trying to ride in a 30-horse race at Royal Ascot.
It is. No, exactly. Good on you, Hugh. Good luck with the week ahead, mate, and thanks for talking to our listeners.
You're welcome, Andrew.
Thanks, Hugh. Hugh Bowman joining us there after riding Microphone out at Agnes Banks, the home of Godolphin.